Delaware had a record grow for soybeans last year with 51 bushels per acre yield, but the price has dropped in the last few years. It was more than $17 a bushel in 2012, and it's now hovering at just over $10 a bushel. About a third of soybeans grown in the U.S. goes to China. If China's proposed 25% tariff was in effect last year, it would have cost Delaware farmers collectively about $6 million. Camden farmer Richard Wilkins used to be the chairman of the American Soybean Association. He says he believes in free trade and thinks prompting a Chinese tax on soybeans would place an unfair burden on farmers.
Agriculture in the United States has been asked repeatedly to make sacrifices for the betterment of the general economy.
Wilkins says if the tariffs were put into place, they could be disastrous for young farmers who have gone into debt to get their start in the industry. President Trump has said the U.S. can't lose a trade war with China. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Schellino.